Sandro is a player I think could come to Everton and play a variety of roles. But, you know, he can call up out wide from a wide role and cut inside. And he can also lead the line as well. You know, he's not a Lukaku type, I will say that. He's a different type of striker. He's somebody who's, you know, he's extremely quick, very mobile. And he's very explosive, a very explosive player, I think. And that's the type of player they will be getting.
And he scored 16 goals in 31 games last season. So for a 21-year-old, that's a pretty good record, isn't it?
Indeed, for a 21-year-old. And he was in a Malaga team that, you know, that they weren't at the top half of the table. You know, they're not one of the bigger teams. So Sandro scored goals at the wrong end of the table, basically, and showed that, you know, he can dig in and get those goals out despite his team perhaps not being one of the more glamour sides, which is very impressive.
He's only young, so are there areas of his game that he needs to improve on?
Yeah, I think so. I think, I mean, I know he scored his goals and everything like that, but I still think he could do with a little bit more composure, his anticipation in the penalty area, and then we could see those numbers increase even more. You know, things like that, his decision-making. I think a little bit of hold-up play, his general build-up play could do with a little improvement as well. But, you know, I think there's a lot there with Sandro. He's still, as you say, very, very young. He came through at Barcelona, through the academy there, you know, so he's learned a thing or two there. And there's not much that what needs to change, just a little bit of shaping, I think, from Ronald Koeman, potentially. And we could be talking about a very, very good player here.
Should we read anything into the fact that Barcelona let him go?
No, absolutely not. Barcelona simply stacked with talent. You know, we know the MSN, Messi, Suarez, Neymar. That would be their starting three. And they decided to go elsewhere in terms of looking for a player. They just wanted a different style of striker. So they brought Paco Alcácer in from Valencia. They spent big on him because they felt that he could score more goals because he'd scored regularly for Valencia, whereas Sandro had just come through. I think they should have been far more patient with him. And the general view in Barcelona is now they should have kept Sandro and they should have used him as the backup striker to those three, to MSN.
And in terms of if he were to come to Everton next season, obviously it depends on what happens to Lukaku to a certain extent. Would you see him as a player to come off the bench and make an impact maybe?
I mean, I think he could come off the bench and make an impact, but we're talking about a striker who is ready to go and hit the ground running, I think, in the Premier League. You know, he's quite a physical striker as well. He can handle himself really well. He's quick. He's very, like I said, he's very explosive. He's a player I think could really cause a lot of trouble in the Premier League, and he could play with Lukaku or he could back him up. But it's a variety of options I think Everton would have with him. It would be a very good signing, and especially for the price in the current market.
Do you think he could play on his own up front, lead the line on his own, or would he need someone alongside him?
I think somebody alongside him, definitely. Initially, if it was his first season, then, yes, somebody. I think putting him a bit isolated, he might struggle a little bit there in terms of his adaptation. So I think somebody alongside him for the time being will be good. And then I think eventually he could, by all means, lead the line alone.
And he's in the Spain squad, isn't he, for the upcoming European Championships, the under-21s, which start this week. So he won't get much of a break in the summer, will he?
No, he won't. This is a key tournament for Spain. They view it it's very, very important for their young players and for the future, because a lot of these players will be looking to make the step up to the next level and the first team. And I'll be at that tournament this summer, so I'm looking forward to seeing how Sandro and the other players perform as well. So it'll be interesting to see.
Will he be a starter for the under-21s?
I think they kind of have a set team at the moment. They've had through qualifying. So I think Sandro, you know, his form this season has been fantastic and has potentially caused the manager a few problems. But I don't think he'll start. I think he'll be coming off the bench. He's a wonderful option to have with his pace off the bench down the last 15, 20 minutes.
So for you, this is a no-brainer if Everton can get him then, really?
Oh, absolutely. I think for the fee, it's £6 million. I think he'll come and he'll do well. And even if he didn't, it's a very, very low-risk sign, I think, at £6 million, because he's still young and there's always going to be a buyer for him. Somebody's always going to come back for him, and Everton will be able to recoup their money within a year quite easily.